WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
You know what I don't like? When I get a Java chip frap and then I'm drinking it and there's a big chip that gets caught in the straw and I can't drink the rest of the Java chip frap. That's what I don't like.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm sorry, a what?
A Java chip frap. You don't know what a Java chip frap is?
No.
Oh my gosh.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Kyle Powell, and I still don't know what a Java chip frap is, and I'm okay with it.
Is it a first world problem?
That is definitely a first world problem, getting a getting a chocolate chip stuck in the straw of your Java chip frap. That is a notoriously large first world problem right there.
Not, just the disdain in his voice too. Oh my gosh!
Like not knowing what it is. Oh my god! Like
right.
Oh man. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess I let Sal down there that I didn't know what it was. I mean, a Java chip frap. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday, and Derek Kramer, Kyle Powell. We're filling in here as Nate and Sal both away, hanging out, doing their own thing, going on some vacay as the bye week is here. Must be nice to go on a vacation, right, Kyle? I mean, what is that?
I don't know. I made it to Toronto over the summer.
Oh, that's nice.
For like 2 days. Yeah,
yeah,
it was nice.
That's nice.
It's a mini vacay. Saw the the players weekend.
That's
they've
a break.
Had for the last.
That's a break.
Right.
That's a break.
The
that's just getting 2 days off on the schedule.
I know. MLB players weekend. Remember that?
Yep.
Fun nicknames. They've been doing it for 2 years. Got to catch a Jays Phillies game.
There you go.
See some old boys.
Perfect.
Yeah, and, it was nice. And the Hockey Hall of Fame, which I had never been to.
That is always a must-see.
Pretty cool to check off the list.
Yes, and so here we are, sitting here. We're a week away from, less than a week away from, probably my favorite holiday of the world, in the Turkey Day, the Thanksgiving, the total thing. And I've got Kyle thrown off here. I did not warn him that we were doing this now. We're not doing this now. No. We will rank our favorite holidays in the next segment. We'll do it in the next segment. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I sent you in a little bit of a panic there. I could tell. All right. But I'm hungry, as you could tell. Anyway, we're talking about the Sabres and how hyped it's been. The way that they're escaping against elite teams with points. We're sitting here at what? Third in the entire Eastern Conference, trailing Tampa and Toronto in points in the East. Sixth best points percentage in the entire league. What is this? This isn't the Sabres, right? We're talking about the Sabres? Yeah, we are talking about the Sabres. And they have been fantastic. And we'd like to keep getting your thoughts on the Sabres. Or if you want to talk anything about the Bills. I mean, I'm not going to entertain the you should start Matt Barkley over Josh Allen crowd. I'm not. It's just not going to happen. And as a matter of fact, when head coach Sean McDermott said it right out of the victory against the Jets, well, he knows that that's not a good idea to put Matt Barkley in any further than he's given. Has the man earned a backup job with us? Yes. Does it mean anything else going forward for the rest of this season other than being the backup? No. Give us your thoughts, though. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Michael, he has been waiting patiently. Michael, sorry for the wait, but you're not in Sports Talk Saturday. What's going on?
Oh, it's all good. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to say to everyone listening to this, if we can give Kyle Okposo 7 years at $6 million, why in the world would you have an issue paying Jeff Skinner?
Exactly.
I mean, the guy's a stud. And secondly, you guys were talking about secondary scoring. We have the draft picks, and there's contracts expiring this year that are going to bring off some cap money. Why would we not go out and get William Karlsson? Or not Karlsson, my bad, William Nylander.
I mean, I would have been cool with either of those Williams. To be honest, though, Michael, thanks for the call. I mean, William Nylander is a tricky situation, and it's something that hockey fans are watching from afar, and I'm kind of scratching my head at this point. I mean, no offense here, Willie Nylander, but if you think you're worth more than $7 million a season, I don't know what you're talking about, bud. You're riding shotgun to Austin Matthews.
And Mitch Marner now.
Who has become an elite player in his own right.
By playing this year, is earning himself that $7 to $8 million contract.
Exactly.
This odd holdout is putting you even further down the depth chart because Mitch Marner is going point-per-game pace. He's having a breakout season, and Toronto actually can see it in front of them. They have no – what do you – it baffles me as well. What does he have, 2 weeks now?
He's got two weeks. He's got basically 2 weeks to sign, or he's not playing for the entire season.
Marner continues to just Rack them
up. This is Le'Veon Bell in the NHL. That's what this is. Different circumstances, same thing. Player not playing for the whole season is a possible thing. Could we really see this happen in two different leagues? I don't know what kind of game William Nylander is playing here, but he's not winning. Because the Leafs are second in the conference. They're still scoring goals at their usual crazy pace. They have John Tavares. You think they really miss you? Carolina is all up in Toronto's business, by the way, looking at William Nylander. Huh, it's funny. They had a high-scoring left winger at one point. Can't remember who it is. Shouldn't have given him away, should you? Carolina. What are you going to use? The second and third round pick we gave you and Cliff Pooh to try to flip that to Toronto? Good luck.
You're talking about Elias Lindholm, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They traded him, too. And he's been crazy for Calgary.
Point per game, 19 points, 19 games. Yeah.
And yet the Hurricanes' problem still is what it always has been. Your goaltending. It's bad. And it's always been bad, and your team is good. And yet you still can't win in the standings because your goaltending can't ever hold up to snuff what your roster has been, which has been quality. And speaking of the Hurricanes, by the way, I know I'm going on a random thought here, but I think that celebration's cool at the end of the game when they do the clapping thing, almost like the skull chant for the Vikings, and they race to the boards, jump at the boards, you know. It's getting the fans involved, getting them to react and everything in a more – it's a more ridiculous way of saluting the crowd, but it's their way. They're having fun with it. You play 82 games of a season with hockey, and you get punches and cross checks and all sorts of wear and tear on your body. Have fun with it as many times as possible, please. I'm liking the fact that hockey players are no longer just spitting, not all hockey players. I mean, not all hockey players are spitting out cliches left and right as a cliche machine. No, it's not always, oh, we just got to get in there, you know, and chip some pucks in deep there and just play our game. And, you know, we just go do that, go do our thing.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for sure. And no, it's not always that. You're getting guys saying things. You're getting guys having fun in the media, having fun out there on the ice. Celebrations have been fantastic. I mean, what was it when Austin Matthews scores a goal in the All-Star game, putting the goal celebration as like the goal signal from the referee? It's fantastic. I'm loving the fact that there is more personality in the NHL, and there is more of that. I get it. Being an athlete, you do have to stay close to the vest, but I do respect it when other players do speak out. And they do say things, and they are honest, and they are doing these things. And that kind of comes back to William Nylander in a sense. That's something where you're not necessarily even truly being honest with yourself, I think. You're trying to get more money than I think that you're worth. And there's the double-edged sword on that. That's the catch-22. Carolina is looking dangerously into William Nylander. The Sabres could look into William Nylander. I'm not going to say don't. I mean, anytime you could get a top six forward, let's see the price. Let's see what you do. I would love to know that Jason Botterill is in these kinds of conversations. And Botterill is a forward-thinking kind of general manager. He's aggressive when he needs to be on certain trade details and following up on deals. You get Connor Sherry, you get Jeff Skinner this offseason, and you didn't pay much for any of that. So I like the fact that we have a general manager that would be willing to swing and go after these kinds of players. Do it. If William Nylander, if Toronto's willing to talk, I'm listening. What would be too much, though, is the question. And I'm not here to draw up hypothetical trade scenarios. I'm not playing NHL 19 here, okay? But what I am going to say is I would like to see what happens there. I'm not going to shut the door on William Nylander. Go ahead, take a look. It'd be interesting. But if he's not signed by December 1st, well, then the conversation's over. I'm not talking about a guy that's skipping out a whole year. Whatever. It's done. Over. Gone. But the thing is you also have to have the money to sign him now. And I'm not sure the Sabres have that. That's where the problem lies when it comes to William Nylander. I think that whoever goes to try to trade for him, they better have the cap right now to sign him. Otherwise, he's going to just do the same thing he's doing in Toronto, which is hold off. He won't do anything. So That's what it is. I mean, the Sabres right now, their cap space, their projected cap space is around $1 million. A little more than that. That's not going to get William Nylander signed. There's no way. You'd have to move money, and moving money does, that makes the price go up. So there's no way that that would be, I guess, well, talk with Toronto, but looking at the cap number now, well, I'm probably out on that. It's always good to have your due diligence, but, well, I guess we have to kiss goodbye to that dream. Look at that. It took all of 4 minutes to say goodbye to that dream. Oh, well.
Plus the fact that it's almost been a decade since the Leafs and Sabres have done business. Can you even recall the last trade they made?
No. What was it? You clearly have it in front of you.
March 4th, 2009.
Okay, we're back at 08. No, hang on. I'm going to guess Dominic Moore.
Your guess would be correct.
Oh-ho! I knew he's played for a bunch of teams.
41 points, 63 games with the Leafs. He got dealt to the Sabres at age 28 for a second-round pick in the upcoming draft.
That's not terrible for a guy like Dominic Moore, you know, a second-round pick, later second-round pick. But again, like you said, the last time those two teams have done business with each other. I hate that kind of thought process, though, of I shouldn't trade within the division. Well, that's how Mike Hoffman gets flipped, and he ends up playing in your division anyway.
And then you do more business with the same GM.
Yeah, and it's like he didn't betray you or anything, but next thing you know, you trade William Karlsson, the same guy who kind of messed with you in that sort of way. Oh, Ottawa has been a fantastic tire fire, and it's not even their on-ice play. They've been a better team than people have thought. But goals against in the entire league, man, they are bad. It's trash. I'm pretty sure with when it comes to goals allowed, the Ottawa Senators, and it's not even close, have the worst goals against in the league. I'm doing one more click here, and there it is. Okay, it is kind of close. But the Ottawa Senators, most goals allowed in the league, 77. 77 goals against. Woof. But then, a Pacific Division-leading Vancouver Canucks team is second in 75. Chicago's third worst with 69 goals allowed. And, well, that's just going to happen when you have Cam Ward on your team. Bad things happen there. Some texture does bring up the Leafs trade last year. We swapped a sixth round pick for a seventh round pick the next year in this past draft. We punted on the sixth round, I remember. Team was just like, nah, we're good. We'll give you the sixth round pick. Just give us a pick next year late.
Yes. How could I forget that?
Oh, yeah. And how could I forget the amount of people that were pissed about it? Unreasonably.
Yeah.
Yes, you remember this now. When
I do.
When we traded a sixth round pick to the Leafs and just decided to opt out of the sixth round as a whole, why would you trade it to the Leafs? Who cares? Oh, man. This is fun. This is fun talking about hockey in an extensive way. I miss being able to do this. I miss being able to talk about hockey like this. So thank you for that text reminding me of the trade last, this past draft, when we swapped picks and somehow angered fans for some reason. Yeah, the other thing that you can look at, though, and yes, I'm going to go ahead and say something that just doesn't happen, so maybe it's dumb that I'm even entertaining this. Toronto is a candidate for an offer sheet. Will it happen? Probably not. I bring it up because a texter brought it up that he is an RFA. That's only if you end up signing him, by the way. You'd have to give up picks of your own to do that.
Right.
But it's only picks. In a trade, you can give up prospects instead of picks. You can try to circumvent things like that. The bad news is with William Nylander and the Sabres' current cap situation is, well, you'd have to move money. And moving money puts the cost up. You know, you're not taking on money when you have to sign Marner and Matthews to long-term deals. That's not going to happen. So maybe William Nylander's playing his way out of Chicago with this kind of negotiating tactic. I don't know why you would. It's a pretty darn good situation to be in as a top six forward. We all knew that they would not be able to afford all three of those players. The only problem is they added John Tavares to the mix, and that's a dangerous thing. Who knows there? But William Nylander's played his last game as a Leaf. I'm fairly, like, I have a good feeling about that.
What would you bet?
I would call it a 70-30.
No, what would you eat?
What would I eat? You see, the problem is when GR hosts make bets about eating things on things that they think are going to happen, it never ends well.
Hey, so, someone's got to buck the trend, okay?
Someone's got to buck the trend, but someone else is going to... It's me. I'm not putting my already terrible guesswork on the line for this. I have a track record of getting burned. Cold taking myself here. I thought a year ago that it was a good idea to start Nathan Peterman over Tyrod Taylor against the Chargers. That was the stupidest thing I've ever said.
The rabbit hole.
I can go down this rabbit hole all day. I say a lot of dumb things because I'm not scared to. But this time I'm holding back on it because it's not my team. I don't need to say anything here. I just have a feeling that William Nylander's played his last game with the Leafs the way he's playing hardball.
Understood.
And he only has 2 weeks to sign, and the way things are going. And, hey, we were looking at it with Le'Veon Bell. We saw this guy, oh, hey, he's got 2 weeks to sign. You know, the trade deadline has come and passed. He should report now. Dude just straight up said, nah, I'm not playing. And maybe that might be the same case here for William Nylander. If he doesn't get the contract details that he wants, he'll try to force a way that someone else will do it. That could happen. I have a distinct feeling it will happen, but I've been wrong before. I'm okay with that. Whatever. It is what it is. 803-0551, 888-552-550. We're going to go to a little bit of a lighthearted topic here. Coming up next. About things, well, speaking of things that I've been wrong about before, well, you guys get to say it again about me, because we're going to rank our holidays. Given a top five of holidays. Coming up next, with Thanksgiving rolling around the corner. Good work. Good work. I'm proud of you, Kyle. Derek Kramer, Kyle Powell. Holiday rankings coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
I wake up every morning in a bed that's too small, drive my daughter to a school that's too expensive, and then I go to work to a job for which I get paid too little. But on pretzel day, well, I like pretzel day.
Ooh, back in line.
Thank you.
What a pair of Marys.
This is pretzel day.
Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Kyle Powell, and... I mean, if it was pretzel day, I'd be the same way. We don't get a pretzel day here. We should get a pretzel day. Let's get a pretzel day. I'm working on that. Let's work on that.
That was for our favorite holidays. If you were Stanley Hudson from The Office.
Of course, then pretzel day.
Number
is your
one
favorite.
Would be
pretzel day.
Pretzel day.
Yes, of course. By the way, the Citadel football Twitter account is probably just winning all of Twitter right now. They are just putting up fantastic tweets because, yes, here's the shocker at halftime. It's tied at 10 between Alabama and the Citadel. We're not joking with you here. That's real. That's a real thing. They are tied at 10 at halftime. Alabama was like a 50-some-odd point favorite.
Oh, jeez.
How mad
That's
are those?
Sick.
How mad are those people right now? Don't get me wrong. It's still only one half. But if you bet that line and put a bunch of money on it because it's Alabama against the Citadel, you got to be rather upset right now. That's that's incredible. But they score a touchdown, and next thing you know, I see the Citadel Twitter account saying, "We scored." And then they tag LSU and Mississippi State and said, "It's not that hard, guys." Dang. The shade that can be thrown sometimes is fantastic. The petty wars that can be brought about on the internet, that's why the internet is free for everybody. Well, not free. You got to pay to get it. But still, that's why it's here. That's why Twitter's free, I guess. But that's how it goes. You know what is free and probably terrible for your listening ears? Our holiday rankings. And I know Kyle's working on getting some bumps for this because the only way you do rankings any days. Not what I expected, but I respect it. I did not see that coming. Someone texting in, they are quite excited about the Citadel right now. Why not? Anytime I see Alabama just tripping over themselves for no reason, I'll take it. I mean, Alabama's like Golden State these days. Ruining the sport. Come on. Let's do something else. Get on with your lives. All right, Kyle. We're doing a top five here on our holiday rankings. And I give you the honor of giving us your number five on your holiday rankings.
Okay. I'm going to put these in order on the air. Based off what I have.
One at a time. One at a time.
All right, number five, I will go with the 4th of July.
All right, not bad.
Not because I hate independence, but...
It's only 5th important to you.
It should have been 4th important, you know. I should have just ran with the date, but we'll go with 5.
All right, well, for you, that involves fireworks, and so does my 5th ranked holiday. It's not the 4th of July, it's not Independence Day, but it is New Year's. And there are fireworks that happen sometimes for that one, and, I mean, up here, not as often, because there's snow to deal with. But I've got New Year's, New Year's Eve, and the corresponding New Year's Day, where I get to sit and watch hockey that's played outdoors at some stadium that isn't here since the first time they ever did it. Please come back. All right, Kyle, what do you got at number 4?
My number 4 follows your number 5.
I've become a fan
of New Year's Eve over the years, especially with the legalization. confirmation of my age.
Of your drinking age. The legalization of your drinking age.
Which has finally come to life.
Well, congratulations on that. And you get to enjoy your New Year's, and I'm sure plenty of listeners do that as well. And I've got a flip-flop with you here. The number 4 for me, I did not mean to put it on as the same day, same ranking, same number, but I have Independence Day, the 4th of July, as my number 4. Things go kaboom, and you get to hang out with family. And that's going to be something you're going to hear a lot from my rankings. I tend to be that kind of person that, you know, I mean, maybe it's a brag. It's a humble brag that I have an awesome family.
I'm with you there.
That doesn't hate me. I mean, I'll take it. And if you've got that same situation, accept that. Because sometimes you also can get a family that knows how to party. And that is something I can also brag and say that we have. Is a family that can party. So, all right, Kyle. Number 3.
Number 3. Coming in. July 31st. The Major League Baseball trade deadline.
That's not a holiday.
It's a holiday for me. I celebrate on my own.
I'm talking standard calendars.
What calendar are you using? It's on my calendar.
Normal calendars. Ones that you don't have to write something in.
Fine. Groundhog Day. I celebrate personally. No, I'm sticking with it.
I love
the trade deadline.
You just shoved a stick of dynamite into this.
That's what one of us has to do.
I guess, and I thought it would have been me, but I guess not. I thought wrong. I'm going to go with Easter here. Easter has some similarities to the holiday that's coming up. You get to hang out with friends. You get to eat some food. Family. You get food. You get the family. And except turkey, it's ham. I mean, I'm not really arguing one way or the other there. Am I preferring turkey? Well, yeah. But at the same time, Easter, not bad. Also, it's just one of those things where I can hang out with friends, for example, on the day before Easter. And in Buffalo, that's the sort of thing that you can do and places stay open, too. And that's just because it's Buffalo. All right, Kyle. Let's see what... get this song off. I might hurt you. No, do not turn it off. I'm getting up. I will punch that Christmas donkey.
My parents love this song. They told me back in the 90s they were up living in New Hampshire.
You can play that next door.
No.
No, get it off.
No. The year I was born, they heard this song in the holiday season, and they both just stared at each other in the car like, what is happening to us right now? And since then, it's just been a, a staple, like a joking staple around our family. Like, we heard this donkey song.
I'm gonna punch
during the holidays.
Oh my god, I just heard the donkey song. There it is. Here it comes again. Just, oh my god, it's cringeworthy. It's worse than my takes. Ugh, I might hurt you.
Christmas.
I might hurt myself. Two. Christmas is number two. I guess it was ill-timed based on the song choice here. All right, number two for me. Questionable one, but one that I've got a dang good reason for it. It's Halloween. You don't get off for it. I know. But you know what you do get?
Candy.
You get candy. It doesn't matter what age. You get candy. Do I take my niece's candy when she's not looking? I might take something.
Thief.
I might take something. But it is your adult right to take candy from children that are in your family.
They do all the work. You get the credit.
They do all the work. They've got the energy. I don't anymore. What if I say I don't anymore?
I was never good at Halloween, so.
You were never good at it?
No.
You just walk around in a costume and get candy.
I just never was comfortable.
That just tells me it's a low effort. You're a low effort play, man.
I am not a low effort play.
Come on, man.
I'm creative. I just don't like walking around and stuff. My best costume ever was I went as Jim Halpert.
That's actually pretty good.
Three-hole punch Jim.
I like that. I like that. All right.
Low effort.
All right. Bring it home with number one. We know what number one is. We hinted at it already, as a matter of fact. The both of us have, and we are in agreement with it, and you know what it is. You better have some elite bump coming in here.
Oh, boy.
Because we are talking about the one, the only, the Turkey Day, the Thanksgiving, the one that some people stupidly call Friendsgiving. That's not, no. Let's not go ahead and dance around this. This is a day that celebrates food and gluttony. This is... Dude, just like put some NHL 94 music on or something. That's an elite bump.
No.
Kyle's not giving up here. Oh, I think I know what he's doing here. You better make sure that's radio safe. I'm not getting in trouble for this. But, no, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving is the best day for me because it gives you three of the elite Fs in the world. And no, I'm not talking about a different word. I am talking about food. I am talking about family. And of course, you know it because we are on a sports station. I am talking about football. Food, family, football, all day. That's all day, too. Like, we're playing hockey now and we're talking about football. Man, this one went off the rails real quick. This one went off the rails. And I don't care. We're already done with it. Whatever. We're too far gone. But, no, Thanksgiving is the best day. It's one of those that, I mean, even we get off here. I mean, turkey time, turkey time. Turkey I don't know what's going on here. Turkey time, turkey time. Turkey time. What is this? Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble. Now that that happened.
What is this? Kyle's going to just, wow. Kyle's going to kill me. What the hell? Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure we've pissed off a large majority of listeners now with all of this nonsense. Whatever. I'm done. We're too far gone. It's over. It's one of the days that even we get off. And I am so happy about it because that's one of those days. Like, when I would work retail, when I used to work retail, I made a demand to get off for Thanksgiving. You can work me for Christmas. I don't care. Notice how it wasn't in my top five.
I do now. I do notice that now.
Because I said it. Because I brought it up. Because Christmas has become so commercialized that I'm not a fan of it anymore. Everyone asks. What do you want for Christmas? I don't know, man. I don't know what I want for lunch when I get out of here. I don't know what I want. I'm a very indecisive person. I have convictions, but I don't have things that I want. Really,
I will agree with you on that. I love the family aspect, brings everybody together, but I have such a difficult time putting Christmas lists together.
Because it's all about gifts now.
For my relatives,
all it is.
And I feel so terrible.
That's all it is now.
I do
feel
awful.
It's all about presents.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas? What do they want for Christmas? How much money am I spending? Am I broke already? Yep. You don't get into this business for the money, bro. Get into it because it's fun.
Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, just never...
We got at least
never
one
something
person.
Never something I was good at.
We got one person that loves your drop, confirmed, texting in. Nice job with the turkey time drop. I don't. Kyle, bring that back, and we're leaving the segment with it. It was so bad it's actually good, I think. That was one of those things where it's so bad it's good. But there you go. Our holidays ranked. Did we need to do it? No. Did anyone ask for that? No. Do we really care? Not really. But, hey, we'll come back. We'll bring it all home as we have Sabres and Wild later tonight. So you know we'll probably end it with some hockey. And there we go. There it is. Wow. This is it's so bad it's good. Anyway.
This is supposed to be for kindergartners.
It makes sense. And it's probably why I'm laughing at it. Because I have the mind of a child. Fair enough. All right. We'll be back wrapping it up. Sports Talk Saturday. This has been the third hour. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for putting up with us and whatever this has been. Derek Kramer, Kyle Powell will be back to wrap it up in one last segment here. If you got your last thoughts, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Am I too mean to Christmas? Is this song amazing? Do the Sabres win against Minnesota and pull off a 5-game win streak? Well, any question's a fair question. Give us a shout. Sports Talk Saturday on WGR.
You look at the power play, we just kept trying to shoot, you know, and trying to get the puck to the net, and the volume of shots were there, and then we get in there, and it creates, second and third opportunities, and that's a perfect example of it.
Head coach Phil Housley, as he was talking about the success of the power play last night, getting a timely goal in the third period, en route to the 2-1 win over the Winnipeg Jets. The Sabres' power play has been very up and down this season, and... Well, I mean, I'd rather be it more consistent, but at least they're getting goals every now and then instead of just being whatever last year's power play was. So I'll take that. Unfortunately, I have sad news to report. It turns out the beatdown of the Citadel Bulldogs has begun. It was prolonged. It's 24-10 in the third quarter as the third quarter got started. It was tied at 10. They've scored 2 straight touchdowns. So, it's unfortunate. Maybe they still don't cover, which is something I'm cheering for.
It'd be kind of difficult. How much game is left?
Enough.
Man. Something to follow, I guess.
It's unfortunate.
Vested interests in that contest.
Yes, I have interest in them covering the spread, the Citadel Bulldogs. I'm for that. So, we'll see what happens.
Another thing about the Sabres game, too, I think we touched on it enough. You know, the stressing last night was stay out of the box.
They did.
Because
they have a
34% efficiency clip on the power play from Winnipeg.
Oof.
I mean, that's 20 unreal. Games in or not, like that's still unreal. That's a pretty big sample size.
That's unreal. That's what that is. Like even 10 games in, 34 clip is it means you're dangerous.
Yeah, it's nothing to scoff about. I'm just looking back at the recap, yeah. Talk about something that also led to their success, besides, like, you know, keeping the big scorers contained, was not allowing a guy like Patrick Laine. Yeah, 10 goals this year, 8 on the power play, something ridiculous like
that. Dude's got a cannon.
They find a way. Blake Wheeler finds a way to get that puck to Patrick Laine. When you give them one opportunity over 60 minutes, you can neutralize one of their most important ways of scoring goals.
It limits how you can be damaged by that team.
So credit.
All right,
credit's due.
Minnesota tonight. I found a couple of surprising things about the Wild, and we'll hear plenty more about the Wild as we get into the Paul William Belts pregame show at 5 o'clock here today. That's right, 5 o'clock. It's a 6 p.m. face-off. Michael Granlund has 19 points on the season in 19 games, a point-a-game player, 10 goals on the year. He's finally woken up for that team, and it's about time for them. I mean, Granlund has always been a promising prospect and then a steady veteran guy. Now he's woken up a bit. Devan Dubnyk's still fantastic since his trade from Edmonton to Minnesota. What's a 9.26 save percentage? A 9.26, 2.32 goals against average. Dubnyk is going to be playing against the Sabres tonight, so no backup goalie. You're dealing with the real thing. Let's see if the Sabres can go ahead and do it. Five in a row would be the mark. First time since 2012.
Right.
I'd expect Evan Rodriguez to be back in the lineup tonight. I mean,
I would as well.
Yeah.
I would as well.
I think it's just a day off kind of thing, and Housley might say something along the lines of, you know, making sure everyone, like, players are rested. We're getting three games in four nights. There's going to be a different player scratched every night, probably, or possibly something like that.
Right. I like he did that. Well, Tage has been in the lineup two straight days now. It must have been the, holy cow, I'm blanking, the Tampa Bay game.
Yes.
Where Patrick Berglund got a day off.
Correct. Patrick Berglund was scratched for the Tampa game.
And the rationale was, we've got health.
Yeah.
I don't want these guys getting stale.
You got bodies.
Yeah.
Keep them going. Keep them moving. So, I mean, Remy Elie has only played four games on this season. And maybe there's a question of, you know, maybe he's just your 13th forward. So, I'm not gonna get into a strickler point about Remy Elie playing regular minutes here. It's okay. But the Sabres got to watch out, though. The Wild have gotten scoring all throughout their lineup, which is something you got to take into effect. The Sabres have six players at double digits in points, 10 points or more. The Wild? I've already got seven written down. I didn't even write them all down.
Okay, here we go. Mikael Granlund.
Yep.
Mikko Koivu. You said double-digit points?
Yes, double-digit points. 12 assists for Koivu, 16 points on the season.
For Koivu, that makes two. Eric Staal.
14 points.
Jarrett Spurgeon, is he in double digits on the D-line?
Let me make sure on Spurgeon there.
Okay. Well, I'll keep going. Matthew Dumba. Discussed.
Dumba absolutely does.
Very interesting season.
Seven goals on the season, 11 points for him. They have nine players, by the way, with 10 points or more.
Nino Niederreiter.
Niederreiter just missed the cut at nine.
Oh, no.
So you got Dumba, you got Koivu, you got Staal, you got Granlund, and you got Spurgeon.
Oh, no.
And you got Staal.
And Staal. Come on.
Big name guy on the blue line, got a massive contract. Oh.
Dr. Ryan Suter.
Yes, Ryan Suter. He has 12 assists, 15 points on the season. Second on the team in goals, tied with Dumba with seven.
It's obvious, isn't it?
It's a pair of left wingers that they have. You have two of them. It's an obvious one because, like Suter, he went from his team to Minnesota the same year in free agency. From New Jersey.
Aha! Zach Parise.
Zach Parise. Charlie Coyle has 10 points, and Jason Zucker with 14 on the season.
Coyle, I definitely would have been sitting here until 4 o'clock trying to think about. But yeah, Zucker.
Zucker's been a solid top 6 forward for them.
30 goals last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's put together a solid career. So the Sabres are going to have their hands full. That's how it's going to be. See what they do next.
Just another step along the way.
Another step along the way. ESPN Radio is a step along the way. And then Sabres pregame, the Paul William Belts pregame show starting at 5 o'clock today before Sabres and Wild at 6. Thanks for listening to Sports Talk Saturday. For John Simon, for our guests, Paul Hamilton and Brian Koziel, for Kyle Powell, I'm Derek Kramer. Thank you for listening. This is WGR.